is my good friend Chris Picton, and I didn't expect it to be that good. I don't know why. Sorry, Chris, if you're listening, and I think he is. Master of Illusion. Now, that sounds like the singer he used to work with in the band. So maybe it is her. I'm not quite sure. And I don't have your liner notes here. But Master of Illusion is the name of that track. Run on This Land. Brand new from my good friend Chris Picton over there in Wigan. I mean, I was shocked at the instrumental that I heard earlier. And yes, I have not listened to the album yet. I am in the process of doing so right now, live with everybody else. And so, you know, I'm quite taken aback. Give my compliments to the chef, also live in there from the sensational Alex Harvey Band, and Gary Moore's Empty Rooms 12-inch version that came out in 1984. Still to this day, decades later, it conjures up images of me sitting in a room by myself, having a girlfriend, my first Canadian real girlfriend that I really, really liked, depart, and the emotion that it came with it. Wow. Yes. Well, we are live here on the houseofprog.com and we are going out on Twitch now. Yes, twitch.tv. I should switch to the camera so you can see me. Oh, that's better. It's unfortunately a little bit higgledy-piggledy today because I was just in a Zoom meeting just before I was actually going on while the show was on, and I have to scoot out of here at about 4:15 to catch a plane to Iceland. And then who knows where I'll end up. I'll be in Iceland. I could make it into the UK. I don't know. If you don't know, I mentioned it earlier, they're having some issues with a passport control and getting into the UK for UK citizens who don't have a UK passport. And I have a Canadian passport because I'm a Canadian citizen, etc. And I have my ETA, which is what I'm supposed to have. But now you need a passport to get into the UK. And very few people have them who have been living here for 30, 40 years. All right. Let's continue with the guy I just saw. And not too long ago in Bellingham, Washington, in playing like he's in his 20s again. This is a Canadian boy who now lives in, yes, he lives in Florida, I know. But this is Mr. Pat Travers and a title track from his 1977 album, Making Magic.
Oh, just alone. Twixt Burnley and Clitheroe, Worley and Cone, where Hodder and Ribble's fair waters do meet, with Barley and Downham content at thy feet. Standest alone, twixt Burnley and Clitheroe, Worley and Cone, where Hodder and Ribble's fair waters do meet. With Burnley and Downham content at thy feet. Sublime, thy praises shall ring till the end of all time. Thy beauty eternal, thy banner unfurled. The dearest and grandest old hill in the world.
Is a band all the way. I don't know where they're from, but they are singing about things that I'm fairly familiar with. And we do finally have Chris listening, so a big hello to Chris there in Wigan. I hope you're doing all right. Yes, so we're giving away trade secrets here. Just a little. So I was praising him, praising the vocalist on the track that we just played of his. And turns out it's not a real person after all. Oh, dear. I don't know if that's good. Is it good? Having worked with many female singers myself, I can understand the need to bypass a whole bunch of things, shall we say. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, good. I'm going to have to give that a try because I like having a good female vocalist. And if we can get AI to kind of do that, I'm all right. In the last little while, I've been hooked on Grok, which I have now. Admit, I'm a little bit more friendly to AI. It's a little, especially I don't think it should replace any big kind of productions or anything like that. But it for us here at the cottage level, we're doing recordings at home. I don't think it's really any different than jumping from like tape that was kind of inaccessible to us now to Logic or Pro Tools here in the living room studio. So I think it's the same. And I think having those tools at one's fingers can help. And we're just out there just doing our thing, and I don't think it's going to harm anybody. But I could be wrong on that one. I could be wrong. Is it? I don't know. It's like using backing tracks and all that kind of stuff. It's all debatable, but not necessarily wrong. Maybe. I don't know. All right. So let's. You heard Pendle, Old Pendle from Phantom Spell from Heather and Hearth. That's from 2025. You heard Steve Morse Band from his album Triangulation, also out in 2025, and a track called Icebreaker. Going back to 1977 to start that set off with Pat Travers, Making Magic, the title track, who, of course, I saw in. When was it? I don't know. January? February? What? I can't remember what month we're in now. April. There we go. All right. So, Pat Travers still rocking out there and doing his thing. And, why not? All right. Let's get into some local Vancouver music. This turns out that Paul Hyde, I figured he was an English bloke. I always thought he was. And then somebody confirmed that he is. Anyway, this is Eyes of a Stranger. From the Paolas and Vancouver-based band with a British dual citizen as a lead singer.